Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boy, and he's hurt. Dak Prescott's hurt. I didn't like the way he fell. When you run your quarterback, you're always taking a chance. He's holding his right leg.
Cowboy fans, here's your worst nightmare.
And the voice of America's team joins us as he does every single Monday at this time. Cowboys beat the Giants 37-34, but they lose Dak Prescott for the game and the season. Brad is joining us here on DFW Sports Station. Brad, good morning. What is that type of call like? You know, I've asked you in the past, like, take me through, you know, the Emmett record-breaking call. And are you worried? Are you more scared to mess it up versus the excitement? What is that type of call like? You had it with Romo in the Seattle game and then Dak yesterday.
Yeah, and I've had it, you know, a few times. Unfortunately, Charlie Waters in a preseason game came to mind and on a team where he was a big defensive linchpin. You know, the first thing you want to do, Sean, is try not to pre-react medically. But there are some things. Well, Babe had a better look at it because I was watching the ball, and he had a chance to see a look at the monitor while he was running. So Babe actually saw the way his ankle buckled before I did, and that's why you heard Babe say Dak's hurt. So you want to try to not use the medical degree you don't have to tell everybody what you think might be happening in a case like that. Then there are some things, like as soon as they bring the cart, that's serious. As soon as they put the air cast on the leg, that's a broken leg. And then you try to simultaneously convey the sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach that everybody is feeling, the kind of is anything really worth it anymore feeling.
Yeah.
Combined with, okay, we're in the middle of a game, and by the way, it's a horrible thing for him, and it's a football game. There's really serious things going on in the world. He would be the first one to tell you that. And there's a whole, you know, three quarters of a season to play, and you have to play it out. But at the same time, you kind of understand that it's all different now.
Was all the air just completely sucked out of the building? And how long did that last?
Well, you know, it's yes, and it lasted, I would say, for sure until they got him off the field. And, you know, you could see him crying and it's impossible to think that football is the most important thing when you see the human reaction. And by the way, I had the same feeling with Tristan Hill. You could see his human emotion. But you see, Dak had his helmet off. You could see his face. You could see the tears flowing down his face. Now, how long did it take to get it back? I think they kicked a field goal on that possession because Dalton came in through an incompletion right away or took a sack, and then he lay his net. I don't know if it was the next possession, but it might have been that he fumbled, and then you thought, okay, now they're gonna lose to the Giants on top of it. Okay, fine. But then he, you know, he put his 10 years of experience together, and when he started making a couple of plays, and you realize, well, they're going to play football, and so then it comes back in the moment of the fourth quarter, the last half of the fourth quarter, then it comes back.
Yeah. Watching the rest of that game, watching the reaction of the players, watching the reaction of the fans and of Dak himself, did you have the thought that this team would never be able to, I don't want to say never be able to play, but never be able to respond at any point?
You talking about that day or in the future?
Yeah, that day.
Well, you certainly would understand that. I think if Andy Dalton wasn't a 10-year veteran with three Pro Bowls and a guy who's proven that he belongs being in the NFL as a quarterback, then for sure. And believe me, RJ, there have been times when I've seen quarterbacks get hurt and the guy goes in. You know, and I was trying to remember what year it was that Romo broke his collarbone, and we figured out it was 15. I would still have to go back and look at the rosters when you had Whedon and Castle. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And that,
oh, yeah.
So when that happened, and I don't remember what the hierarchy was behind Romo and how they got Castle in there and how many, you know, I do remember thinking they pulled Whedon too early or they never really gave him a chance. The coaching staff kept his hands tied. That was my feeling. But as that year kind of unfolded and they went through quarterback after quarterback and it just none of it looked like anything like what it had been before Romo got hurt, then I think, there's no hope. Just try to keep a smile on your face. There's no reason to suggest to people they turn off the radio because you're going to be listening describing a funeral. And that's not this. This is not a very good football team to begin with.
Yeah.
And so now, but I think that they can function offensively. And so, you know, let's see what they can do to find a way to make the defense play decently. And it could still be a very interesting season given the division they're in.
Brad Sham here on The Fan. Who do you think is the favorite in the division today?
Oh, Philadelphia, without any question. For me, just based on the fact that they beat San Francisco and watching, you know, I couldn't watch the whole game, the Steelers game yesterday, because, yeah. I mean, I'm getting ready and going through notes and watching warm-ups. But, you know, I look up at one point, and they're going punch for punch with the Steelers.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, this team can't go punch for punch with the Steelers. This team can't go punch for punch with anybody. And but, you know, maybe they'll get better. And so you never know in a division game what happens when they get on the field with each other. You know, the Eagles are plenty flawed, too. So without – they're going to have to – it's going to be – here's what's going to be hard, I think, Sean. You're going to be a Cowboys player, and you're going to be in a fog today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And now Wednesday, you got to go back in the building. I mean, they'll be in there today, and they'll have meetings, and the coaches will say all the right coachy things. You're going to be in a fog. All you're going to be thinking about is Dak. And now, plus, certainly the defensive linemen, they're also going to be thinking about Hill. Let me just not let him get lost in the thing. Now I think you're going to go in the room for the team meeting on Wednesday, and you got a game to play on Monday night, and you've got a season to go. And let's see where you can put your head. And it's really kind of up to the rest of you guys now, it's us, as we look around the room. If you're a player, you're going to look around the room and you're going to say, look, this happens. We've all seen it happen. Our leader's down. What are we made of? And, you know, they might surprise us.
What do you think this means for Dak's Cowboy future?
Obviously, that's the next great question. For me, keep in mind, I'm 42 years into never once being asked what I think about a player's contract by the management. I would, right now, I would put together the best deal they wanted to give him and send it to his agent and say, here it is, the day the league year starts next March, we want you to sign it. We're committed to him for the future. I don't want to. I think that what he's done is proven what a player and leader he is. He can still get better as a player. And there are some flaws that his game has that now five, almost 6 years into it, he's probably going to have. But some of them can still improve. If you know anything about this man, you know he's going to come back more determined than ever. And I would challenge, if people just kind of take a deep breath and say, okay, how do we feel about this team right now? We don't have him. What are you going to do? You know that if you pay probably more than you want to pay, but the going rate for top-flight quarterbacks, you're going to have a guy that's going to keep you competitive for somewhere between 5 and 10 more years. And if you don't sign him, now they can still tag him, but
mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't sign him, then what are you going to do? No rookie is a guarantee. And I would sign the guy. I would just be in touch with them and say, we love him more than ever, and let's put a deal together that we can't sign yet, but the first day of league business in March when the next league year starts, let's marry each other. Let's put our commitment on paper.
Now, well said.
Yeah. Now, I think that's a great idea, and that's what you would do.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
What will they do?
Yeah, but
and let me ask you this: if they send that to Dak and he's sitting there in the hospital bed, what does Dak do?
Well,
he's already bet on himself for years.
Right. Well, first of all, you don't send it to Dak. You send it to his agent, but you don't do it now. You got to wait a week. I mean, he's already out of the hospital. He's out of the hospital this morning. And so, look, his rehab is going to start, and he's going to be superhuman about his rehab. And I think I'm convinced of this, RJ. Let's put it this way. I am convinced, I believe them, for better or worse, that they intend to sign him. Before this, they've said, how many times has Steven said to someone on this station or Jerry, we believe we're going to get it done. We're convinced we're going to get it done. And Dak, every time he's given the opportunity to talk about it, says exactly the same thing. So I believe him. And if that's the case, then I think that they will just, they'll find a way to get it done, and you don't have to send it to you. Reach out, you say something, a text, a message, an email, a phone call, both to him and to the agent and anybody important in his party, and you say, this doesn't change anything for us. We are committed to you. And then if that's the case and you do the right thing and take care of him now, then I think he's not going to give you a discount, but he remembers that. And what I haven't heard yet, because it's too soon, is what the medical prognosis is for the healing of the bone. That's the thing that does get in the way of offering that contract. If this is a thing, and I don't know that it is, if this were a ligament or a structure of a knee or his back or something like that, then you could hear somebody say, this is a 12 to 15 month process before he's fully functional. Then you have to think about it from a business standpoint with a quarterback. I don't think that's this. It's October. What you want to know is, can he be ready by late July? And that you really can't fully get into the contract thing until you know the answer to that. But my inclination is, not only would I do it, I mean, I think that they're going to stand by him.
What else jumped out to you with the win?
There were a couple of things. I can't even begin to talk about the offensive line until I look at the tape. I do think, though, that if you listen to what McCarthy said before the game about, because I specifically asked him, have there been times in your coaching career when you have moved a player off his natural position for the good of the unit and the team and the season? And he said, oh, yeah, many times. And he listed three or four examples of what he did with offensive linemen in Green Bay. Well, you might have to have a differently constructed offensive line right now because you got a different style quarterback. And to me, and this is just me in my head, I wonder if there's a greater chance now that they move Zach Martin to tackle, since you know you don't have Smith or Collins, Smith and Collins for the whole year. And so you got to look at the offensive line and see what they did last night. I'll tell you one thing jumped out at me was Cedric Wilson played very well, and Amari Cooper played sparingly, did not get on the field much after the first series, and was not on the field a whole lot in the second half. I think his number of plays was way, way down, and didn't look like he was getting any medical attention. So that's something. I thought Donovan Wilson gave him a little something at safety, had a little spark. But, you know, the defense still didn't play well enough. But I'll tell you the other thing, Sean, the approach they took when they went on that first long touchdown drive and seemed like they were taking the air out of the ball.
Yeah.
We're going to lean on the run. And I said it during the game, and I really wasn't being funny. The defense just continued to not be playing well. Well, that's one way. If you're successful possessing the ball, that's one way to kind of protect the defense, keep them on the sideline for a little longer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.